Hey, Coach Reed. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Well, it's great to hear from you. And, of course, we're in our opening segment here, Coach. We're talking about what everybody else is talking about and pretty much the main focus of everything right now, and that's the COVID-19 situation. And every aspect of life is being affected by that. And so I know that's one of the reasons that you've called in today with this report, is to talk a little bit about how the athletic department over at Rome and just the school in general has been affected by it. And so let's just start the conversation with that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's, and like I said, it's on everybody's mind, and something we're going to have to deal with. Is as far as the athletic department at Rome, we are on total shutdown, and really not any idea when we'll get back up. And I don't even know if that's the most. Obviously, it's not the biggest concern right now, and I think that the biggest concern is, kind of stopping the flow of or the spread of the virus.
I know, Ian, you probably noticed this earlier, but there was a Facebook post that the Rome High football page put on, and it was regarding some workouts and things of that nature that guys are going to be doing during this time away from each other.
Right.
But I think that's important, too, though, is just to kind of give something for people to continue to do, to strive to get better and keep moving forward despite the circumstances that we have in front of us. There's still some things that we can do to try to grow and improve, don't you think, Coach?
Absolutely. We put that out there. Obviously, we'd like to be business as usual, but we tell the kids all the time that you need to appreciate what you got and that it could be taken away from you at any time. And I think this is a reality check with those things. What we did yesterday is put out a workout in which they could do. We want them to stay active at home and not just sit around. That's not good for your health either. And getting up, moving around, of course, do it individually, follow precautions and all the safety regulations and all that, but stay healthy, stay moving, stay active.
We're joined by head coach John Reed from the Rome Wolves football team, and Ian Griffin of V3 is with us in the studio, Coach, and I know he had some questions for you as well today.
Yeah, Coach, one of the things that I wanted to ask, and I've talked with some parents of seniors, and they've talked about how upset their seniors are because of the potential of no graduation. I know none of this has been decided yet, but they're borrowing a little trouble here, and rightfully so with all the news.
Right.
But as far as the seniors that participate in any kind of extracurricular, as they were nearing the end of their high school career, and the stark reality that they may not get to compete again or finish out their final season as Wolves, how do you deal with that? What do you say to those players and athletes that have lost their last chance to wear the red and gold?
Yeah, and I don't want to speculate on that or as far as whether they've lost that opportunity yet or anything like that. I don't know that that's been determined. I know things don't look great right now. I think the one thing you got to understand is that we got great leadership in place. And I'm sure that when it comes down to it, good decisions are going to be made. I would be hesitant to think or make a determination whether there'll be no graduation or there'll be no season or, there's all kind of things that you can do. I have not talked to anybody or the GHSA has not made a determination on that yet. I think we're in a wait and see and see if we can't get this thing kind of settled down and then maybe make a determination later. I do feel for those kids. They worked so hard. I mean, they worked extremely, extremely hard. I know last week when we talked, we were worried about Carrollton and Kell and teams in our region and all that. And what I would tell those kids now is that, this is an opportunity for everybody to get on the same team and work together and see what we can do for each other.
Wow. Coach, one of the questions that people have been asking a lot, and something that I've certainly been thinking about, we all have different things in our lifetimes that we can look back on and say, well, I remember where I was when this happened. I remember where I was when that happened. But this is one of those things that I just personally don't have a reference point to compare it to. I don't think really anybody does. We're in uncharted territory, and I think that's one of the things that really makes this such an interesting and different sort of situation is that I can't remember anything we've ever had that's quite like this. Do you remember anything from your lifetime that, that compares at all?
No, and I think that we've had it. I mean, as Americans, we've had it so good, and we have such a fabulous country, and things come to us. I mean, a lot of us. I mean, there are people that struggle, but things come to the majority of us so easy, and we kind of take things for granted. And I think this will be a chance for kids and all of us to reflect and appreciate some of the things that we don't think about every day, and where they come from, and what it's like not to have those things. And I think you'll find that Americans, you know, I think we're one of the or the most giving countries. We contribute more to charity than anybody else. I think you'll find some fantastic stories that come from this by the challenge. And I was watching a World War II documentary the other day, and I was wondering, you know, what would our kids, how would our kids react to something like that? And I'm not, obviously not comparing this to World War II, but it is a challenge. And I think our kids and our local government, state government, and federal government, you'll see outstanding things. I think we'll pull through this, and I think we'll end up helping the rest of the world.
That's a great point. I'm really glad that you pointed that out, Coach. Well, one of the things I want to mention, this is totally off topic from what we've been talking about so far, but I saw this today, and knowing that we were going to talk to you on the program today, it made me think about you when I saw it. But one of the things that, that sports fans have been doing today is following NFL free agency. And I saw one of your former players, Randall Cobb, that you coached up at Alcoa, he signed a pretty massive deal, a 3-year, $27 million deal to be with the Texans. And so as a coach and as a guy that was a part of this young man's life when he was going through his formative years of playing in high school, I'm sure you've seen that news. That's got to be a thrill for you as his former coach to see something like that.
Yeah, especially when, you know, Randall came into my life when he was like a sixth grader. So I knew him as, you know, a sixth grader, and then to see, you know, him grow up, and I think Randall was an All-American and a Heisman Trophy candidate, but more importantly, he was a all-academic SEC and got his degree. So that's a young man that, and we'll have many others. We've had some before that, and not all of them play in the NFL, but they do have success stories like that that you can be very proud of. And a lot of times I reflected to him or mention him to kids when we reflect on what you can possibly be. And I think our kids, when I'm proud of what we've done with our kids, is a situation like this, not only a football game, but a situation like this, our kids will, with the training we give them, will rise up once they figure this out, and they'll do a great job.
Well, and it's great. I'm enjoying hearing the comments that you're making about the teachable moments and things of that nature, and how we can kind of look on the bright side and find some of the positives when you're dealing with difficult things in life like we're all dealing with. Nobody asked for it, but every single one of us, one way or the other, is dealing with this on different levels. And at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat, so we all got to row and kind of figure out where we're going to go with it. So,
yeah, and I think that all of these kids, if they pay attention and listen, you know, don't and spend some time understand what the from the federal level all the way down to the local level, what they're trying to do is, you know, we're looking out for each other. My parents are, well, my dad's 85 years old, my mom's 82. You know, those are the ones that are most vulnerable. And everything that we do right now will try to keep people like that safe and all those things. You know, and I think you're going to find that, you know, from our superintendent, great leadership, and you'll find that there's already examples. I know Kurt Stunkel from Floyd took some initiative almost 3 weeks ago to put Floyd in a better position to handle what at that point in time was a very small threat. You know, and you look at what I talked to Jim Aaron today and what he's doing with McDonald's and stuff like that. You'll see people rally, and I hope our kids and all the kids that we've been able to touch their lives take a look at these things and do the best they can.
Yeah, you know, Coach, we were talking about this before you called in, but for so many Americans, so many around the world, sports is our escape. It is, whether you play it, Watch it both. It is an adventure that takes you away from the stress of your life, unless you're in a position like yourself where that's what you eat, sleep, and breathe.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure it's a cause of stress for you and for fans as well. But how's it been for you to not be able to go home and flip on SportsCenter? Are you relying on watching old tape of your opponents next season? What are you doing to get your sports fix?
You know, the first thing I thought, well, we can get together as coaches and make some plans, and maybe, you know, we're so busy with weights with the younger kids and with getting our kids ready for the next season that we barely have time to meet. Maybe we get together with some plans and stuff. And I thought, then we can't really get together even at the schools right yet, so we got to figure that out. And then, you know, I started thinking about sports, and I think it's like one of those things we take for granted. And we take for granted being able to go to the store and have whatever you need. We don't even think about how that stuff gets there. And then you take for granted that the March Madness, you know, when you lose that, it's kind of a awakening, or, you know, it's a game changer that this is serious. So, you know, there's things that probably aren't going to happen this spring. Like, think about Indianapolis. They may not have the Indy 500. If you've ever been to Indianapolis, that is life in Indianapolis. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, I haven't really felt sorry for myself because I can't turn on a game or anything right yet. You know, I'd love to watch hockey right now and NHL hockey, but, you know, there's other things to consider. And, you know, I'm more like a guy that says, listen, let's try to weather this storm and get together and make sure we got hockey next year and March Madness next year.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I've started to kind of think about now that we've had several days of it. And I think we're all in the same boat. It's one of those things where you have to kind of put it in the proper perspective. But at the same time, you know, what's kind of helped me overcome those kind of thoughts about it and being sad that it's not here is, once we overcome all this and all the things that you were describing earlier, Coach, in our conversation, and how much we're going to grow out of the process and things of that nature, can you imagine the goosebumps we're all going to have when we are watching sports come back again? Because it's not going to be about sports necessarily at that point in time.
No.
It's going to be about something much bigger. And so I think we're all going to be ready for that to happen.
Yeah, I think we're up for the challenge. Like I said, Americans are very giving. I mean, we contribute more to charity than any other country, by far, most countries all put together. Like I said, I was watching some World War II documentaries. I thought, how would our people handle that? We're going to find out how we're going to handle a tough situation. And I think that one of the things that has to be understood is the leaders that are giving suggestions on how to handle this, you got to understand they know what they're doing. And even though it doesn't seem like it's affecting you, you know, you can't let this spread throughout our country and fill the hospitals up and then have not an opportunity to take care of those that are sick. So if we can work together right now, I think you will have a moment where you take some pride.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your time today. And do you have anything else for Coach before we wrap up?
No, I really appreciate you sharing all this with us, Coach. And we're going to look forward to seeing all those RHS players get back on the field when the time is right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think right now we're just see what we can do, and then we'll make some assessments as we get into this, maybe next week or something, and see what, maybe make some plans and see where we're going. But right now we've got to see, you know, how those numbers are. And I hope our kids that are any parents that are listening follow the guidelines and you know, take it seriously.
No question about it. Well, Coach, thanks again for checking in with us, and we'll look forward to continuing this segment coming up on next Tuesday.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for doing what you do.